Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see all of you here today. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for the heart of this church, for the community. And Heavenly Father, I know there's other churches in our community that have a heart for those that are lost, our neighbors and our friends. And Heavenly Father, I just pray that you will put your hand upon this community outreach that we're looking at with the other churches. Lord, I just pray that you continue to burden us for the lost. Heavenly Father, just show us how to love them like you would love them. We ask for blessings upon this morning service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, this week I was thinking about a friend of mine that I went to college with. I called him a know-it-all when I went to college. And my wife laughs because in my program that I went through to become an electrician, there were four guys with the same first name. So I gave them nicknames. I called one Pretty Boy and one Know-It-All. And those are the two I talked to Tammy about the most. I'd come home and say, well, so-and-so. She goes, was that the Know-It-All or the Pretty Boy? I said, well, that was the Know-It-All. But we all probably have either been in a class with or worked with somebody that's a know-it-all. And I went to school with Gabe. He was a couple of my ag classes. And trust me, nobody ever accused him of being a know-it-all. But in college, I had a know-it-all. And he actually became a good friend of mine. But in class, he always wanted to give the answer. And he always wanted to make other people look bad because they didn't know the answer. And so other people sometimes would be shy or timid and they didn't want to participate in class because they knew he would try to give the answer. And then sometimes he would even tell them, you are so dumb. Why are you even in this class? And I'd just roll my eyes like, come on, guy, you know, be helpful. So we probably all experience people like that. Just come across as a know-it-all. And in my class, we definitely had one. He ended up, as we went through the program, he kind of settled down and was more helpful to other people. So it didn't turn out too bad. But he was really knowledgeable. And then he helped people through the end of our class. He would coach them or teach them or help them out. So that made it a whole lot better. It reminded me of a quote from Teddy Roosevelt, where he said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so when my friend started actually caring and was concerned about their grade or helping them with the project, it made a world of difference. He had people that didn't like him at all in the beginning, really liked him at the end because he really changed his attitude and was helpful to them. And he cared about them and about how they progressed in the class. But I thought about us. There's times that maybe we're afraid to answer, or we're afraid to talk to our neighbor, or we're afraid because we don't think we know enough. We think we don't know as much as somebody else, so we're afraid to share the gospel, or we're afraid to share a testimony because we don't know maybe as much as somebody else, and we may never will. You know, our capacity may not be as great as somebody else's to understand some of the concepts and things in the Bible. So we're going to take a kind of look at that today. It's going to be short and sweet, like it usually is when I'm up here. Turn with me to James chapter 1. But we did sing an extra song this morning, so I'm kind of counting that as my sermon time. So James chapter 1. Verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. When I read this, one of the things that came to my mind is that for years we have studied the Bible, and we've read Jesus' words. And I was thinking about the disciples that followed Jesus. A lot of the stuff in the Bible they heard once, or they seen it once. Now, they had the benefit of walking with Jesus, but we've had time to meditate on Jesus' words over and over and over again. And they had 3 years of time to walk with Jesus and hear those words. I've had more than 3 years to study this word. I would hate to think how many times I've heard the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, thousands, I'll bet thousands of times I've heard it over my 48 years. I've read through the Bible multiple times, so I know I've read it, went over it multiple times. So to say I've heard Jesus' words more than disciples would be an understatement, because I've read that more than they heard it. They heard it once. You know, they may have read the word after it was written as they were writing, but I've read it thousands of times. So why am I afraid to go talk to my neighbor? Why are you afraid to talk to your neighbor when you've had more training than the disciples? Now, granted, he had the perfect teacher. We do not. We have imperfect teachers teaching us, but we still have the Word of God. We have the Holy Spirit. We're filled with the same Holy Spirit that they are. But yet there's times that we're still timid and we're shy because we don't know enough. We think, boy, I would talk to my neighbor if I knew a little bit more. I know back in the day, a lot of people would say, well, we'll get the pastor. The pastor can go talk to him because the pastor knows more than I do. But aren't we filled with the same Holy Spirit that the pastor was filled with? Don't we have the same Jesus in our heart, the same word that the pastor had? We do. And yes, we were not as knowledgeable as the pastor. Probably never will be. I don't have the capacity to know what like Pastor Paul knew. The depth that he could go to, I can't go. I just can't understand my capacity that he had. And I'm okay with that. But I know the basics, and I know, Matt, how much do you need to know to share with your neighbor? What's the basic thing you need to know?
Jesus.
You need to know that we're sinners, and that our neighbor's a sinner, and we know Jesus, and we know how to come to Jesus. That's it. There's a whole lot more in the Bible that we need to know and learn and study, but we all know the basics, and that's what our neighbors need to hear. They just need to hear about Jesus. So when I read through, it really struck me when I read verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. A lot of times we're content with being listeners of the word, and that for years we're just, just another Bible study, and maybe I'll talk to my neighbor if I learn a little bit more, you know, maybe next year, and maybe the next year, maybe next year, because you think you don't have enough. You have enough. You plus Jesus is enough. I think about how short our lives are. Tammy lost an uncle this week, and today we're going to go down to I forget what they call it. It's a celebration of life service down in Lafayette. And he was in his 80s, which we think is a good long life, but I'm 48 and the 80s seems like it's short. I'm getting closer to that. So it seems like a short time. But we're going to celebrate the life. But I think about my other neighbors, you know, that we've lost or that we could lose, and we'll all experience that someday. But am I bold enough to go talk to my neighbor, you know, the one that I think is questionable, that maybe not know Jesus and maybe not living the lifestyle that I think, Or am I afraid? Am I shy and timid because I don't think I know enough? I know I won't have all the answers that they ask. I'm okay with that. You need to be okay with that. You're not going to know everything that they're going to ask, but you know Jesus, and that's enough. So you can share the basics with them, the things that they need to know. And if they have more questions, maybe be an opportunity to dig in with them deeper and to study with them and say, hey, I don't know that, but we can study it together. Maybe we can get back together next week and give yourself an opportunity to share more with them and to dig in and answer the questions that they have. But you and Jesus are enough. Verse 23 says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. So meditate on the word. Meditate on the things that you know that God has instructed you and told you about. You know, there's always a time and place to learn things that maybe we don't fully understand in the Bible. And there's a time and place that we need to dig in deeper. But when the opportunity arises that we can share our faith with our neighbor, we need to just step up and do it. Because the Holy Spirit's filling us. Jesus will give us the knowledge that we need at the time to share the gospel with them. And they may want to dig deeper, and that's great. That's fantastic. That if they want to dig deeper. But approach them with the boldness that you have something that they need. You have Jesus Christ, and the world needs Jesus Christ. Don't be shy and timid. Don't be scared to talk to your neighbor and to bless them with the word. Don't merely just listen to the word and think, I need to study more. Every one of us here can share the gospel message. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. All right. I told you it was going to be a quick one this morning. It is. So everybody stand with me, please. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. Lord, we know that we are not all-knowing, and that You are. Heavenly Father, we know we're not all-powerful, but we know You are. Heavenly Father, just help us to put our trust into You. And Heavenly Father, just fill us with the knowledge that we need. And Heavenly Father, just bless us as we go out to our community. Lord, this world is full of lost. And we can read it in the news every day. We can hear it online every day about how lost this world is, how out of focus they are. Heavenly Father, help us to keep a heavenly perspective. Help us to love those that are around us like You would love them. Heavenly Father, just help us to see our neighbors that are lost like You would see them. Heavenly Father, we trust in You. And Heavenly Father, guide us this week as we go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.